This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello everyone, you welcome back to another amazing episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. Today I'm going to review episode 8 of The Penthouse War in Life season 3. The drama continues in this episode, like different things began to unfold. What's her name? Seokhyun was finally thrown into an orphanage, more like a prison, because there they are not treated like humans. They are being locked, you can't go out, you can't escape. And you know, when she got there, she thought she was going to eat you. If you watched episode 7, she thought her sweet dad Judante took her to Italy to study, not knowing she was being thrown into a prison. I wouldn't call that an orphanage, it's more like a prison, to get back at Shin-Seron. Shin-Seron has now found out that Seokhyun is Min Seo's twin sister, whom Judante took, stole at birth. Judante really tormented Shin-Seron, and I'm still waiting for more of his backstory, because from the last episode we saw his mother and younger sister's death has got something to do with Shin-Seron's late father's company. So that's why I think they've not told us the reason why he's actually after Shin-Seron's life to torment that lady, but common sense will tell us that that's what he's doing. Due to the death of his mom, younger sibling, being connected with her father's company, maybe he vowed to deal with her or the father, you know, everything. That's just it. Because I see no reason why someone would want to, because the torture is mean, it's different. Like Judante has already let me not just talk too much. Go watch it if you're so curious. Go watch it. I doubt you're not watching The Penthouse. What are you doing if you're not seeing The Penthouse? It's a top-notch drama, and I'm sad this season 3 will be the last season. This, you know, I never have a dull moment watching Penthouse. I'm being real here, very real. There's no dull moment whenever I see this Penthouse. Like, they keep giving us something to look forward to, keep giving us more, and I appreciate that. Episode 8 of Penthouse season 3 is nice. Like, I like the progression from episode 1 down to this 8. They've been doing well, better with each episode, and I can't really believe that Oh-Yeon-hee is really gone. Are they going to make a surprise comeback like Logan Lee? And yeah, if you saw episode 8, you know Logan Lee is back. Kim So-yeon and Judante, I don't know why. Do you know, I feel, to me, Kim So-yeon is worse than Judante. That lady is, she's demonic, she's devilish, sorry to say. Her character, not the actress, the character is demonic. Look at how she's in everybody's head and turning everyone against each other. But I love the twist at the end of this episode. I loved what happened. You know, Judante, Shin-Seron, they thought they've turned Logan's family. No, sorry, Judante, Kim So-yeon, they thought they turned Logan's family against Shin-Seron. But woo, that twist at the end. Then, do you know, I wasn't sure though, but I was expecting a twist. I was like, oh, this one, they are taking Shin-Seron forcefully. And when I saw the house they locked her in, like, no, this can't be a place where they will hold a hostage captive. This can't be a place. So when I saw that beautiful living room, and she sat down. She said to herself, I was in love with Logan Lee. Then the amazing reveal, Logan Lee is alive, and we all know who saved him. Han Yu-Chu. I want to see a flashback. I want to see what he did, because I know he whispered something into his ear in that, what's it called, hospital, or where he was taking care of him, treating him before Kim So-yeon came. You know, Kim So-yeon is the person behind that altered voice, so I think they planned that something. Just go see episode 8. I'm not going further than this because I am impressed. Like, I'm so impressed. This episode is amazing. This series is amazing. Penthouse is amazing. It's easily one of my top 5 most, like, best Korean dramas. So you should go see episode 8. If I were to rate this episode, I would give it a 10 over 10. Because everything, I love everything. I love all the character development of Eun-bae. What's his name? His real name is Lee Tae-bin. That's Jennie's friend. Yeah, and Kao-jin. Kao-jin and his wife, they are now having marital issues after Kang Marin showed Kao-jin's wife what his sweet husband does behind her back. I'm liking it. All the women in Penthouse, they are, aside Kim So-yeon, because that one, she's already the devil already. Aside her, all the women are coming to their senses. They are doing well. I like what they're doing. Another interesting, like, part that gave me anxiety is when Seok-hyun escaped from the orphanage. That, you know, I was just thinking, what if I write a story? You know, because I got inspiration from that part. What if I write a story about, you know, kidnapped girls in an orphanage trying to escape? Because that was mind-blowing. That part was mind-blowing. Alright. I don't want to spoil it. I want to stop spoiling my review. I want to stop giving spoilers in my review. So I've told you, this is an interesting one. I know you're going to love. I assure you're going to like this one. So make sure you go see The Penthouse episode 3. Season 3, episode 8, The Penthouse One in Life. And if you've not seen any season and you're listening, go start from season 1 and thank me later. So once you've done seeing this episode, let me know what you think about it in the comment section of wherever you're listening from, or on my Instagram. The Instagram is kdramatime, and my personal Instagram is vimve_. Everything I'll link in the description section. And thanks once again for listening. Please like, share my podcast with all Korean drama lovers, and I'll see you in my next review. Bye. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vimve. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.